Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Hey, guys. Firstly, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I'm actually recording on my now new mic. So before I ordered the wrong mic, I'm pretty sure I said that in my last podcast episode that I ordered the wrong mic. And it just so happened that thankfully to Angie, my girl Angie, she was like, Aisha, that's not the right mic. So you have to order this specific one. It was the right brand, but it was the wrong mic. So I ended up being able to get the mic on Amazon the exact same day. Does this sound a little bit different to you? Because I didn't say, hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. How is everybody feeling? Of course, I had to ask you guys how you're feeling. I just jumped right on because I'm really in high energy right now, like even more than usual. Last Tuesday was a blast for me. I don't even know where to begin. And I remember specifically writing down in my planner that today was awesome. And I remember it being a Tuesday. Today is also Tuesday. And I think this week topped last week. I mean, if there even is such a thing. I mean, the energy was just amazing. And that inspired me to talk about today's episode, which is being the noticer. Now, I've mentioned this to you guys before in passing in some of my podcast episodes where, you know, one of my now dear friends, Jared Easley, one of the co-founders of Podcast Movement Evolutions, he was on my friend Angie's podcast and he was talking about being the noticer. That really inspired me, especially given my experience from Podcast Movement and just where I'm at in my life in general right now. And I am talking about this because I'm living proof that this actually works. So today started out like any other normal Tuesday, you know, high energy, feeling really good. And then I felt this like unction to go to a certain place. Now, I just to change things up a bit, I did film, by the way, a YouTube video. Super excited for you guys to see that. And actually, sidebar before I move on. So I'm filming on for my channel, right? And I haven't filmed in so long that I didn't know where my camera was. Like, I didn't know where any of my equipment was. Mind you, I'm pretty organized, so I had an idea of where it was, but I don't know why it just took me so long to find it. So I'm filming the YouTube video, and I'm wondering why 20 minutes into the video, my battery light is blinking. First of all, that didn't even make any sense to me because I was charging it for 2 days. So please make it make sense. So I'm frustrated, and I thought, oh man, I have two more points left to address. And do I walk away? What do I do? So I was like, okay, how about I just step back and then I will answer a couple of emails and then I will let it charge in the meantime and then I'll come back to it, right? So so I answer the emails and then I come back to looking at my camera and the battery is still blinking. I am livid. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, is my camera broken? Like, this is so weird. I have not encountered an issue like this before. So it wasn't until today where I then realized that I was not charging my camera. I was taking a plug and plugging it into the side of my Canon G7X when the actual way to charge it is to remove the battery out of the camera and to charge the actual battery itself. It has a separate charger. That was actually a huge relief to me because I realized, oh, okay, so it's not broken. I just literally thought I was charging it, but I wasn't charging it at all. I was actually using some sort of like USB type of port thing to adapt into it so that it wasn't charging the device at all. So I'm happy that and relieved that that was the case. But needless to say, because I couldn't figure that out and I did not figure that out until today, I ended up filming the remaining half of the video on my phone. Now, yeah, I do have an iPhone. Yet, does it shoot in 4K? Yes. Did I shoot in 4K? I honestly don't even remember. But the main point is that I filmed a video. So I'm very happy about that. And I loved it and I enjoyed it. And that's what matters to me. And I'm still going to put the content out there. Doesn't matter. So figured I wanted to tell you guys that story. Anyways, so back to what I was saying about being the noticer. So yeah, I just really found myself really, really grateful from all the lessons that I learned from Podcast Movement. And like I said to you guys, what inspired what is going to be my Now series, guys, the guests I have lined up. Oof. Oof, oof, oof. Okay. I'm looking at my mic right now, and I notice every time I yell, it turns red. So I'm sorry if I'm blasting in you guys' ears. But then again, you know how to use the remote, you know how to use the volume button, right? So do that. So back to what I was saying. There was a guy that spoke, and I really do. I need to go out of my way, and I need to find his name because I need to credit this person. That's very important to me. Like, I need to credit who inspired this idea in me. But anyways, to retell the story briefly, he stepped on stage as he was accepting his award, and he said, "I'm not here to talk about myself. I want to ask you guys, who was your yes?" And, you know, like I said in my last podcast episode, I instantly knew who my yeses were, and I'm just so eternally grateful for them. And it just means so much to me that they gave me this opportunity. And I even was on a call today with a network, and I said, you know, it doesn't matter who has the numbers or all these different things. If no one's going to open the door and say, "Hey, I'd love for you to join me. I'd love for you to sit at my table," you're never going to get any of these opportunities. Angels, please believe me when I tell you, I don't care who you see that's famous on Instagram, especially Instagram, child girl, what? Even on YouTube, people don't have as many opportunities as you actually think they do. People are not making the money that you're thinking that they're actually making. Are some of them? Absolutely. But also, are some of them not? Also, absolutely. It's not necessarily the case. Numbers and followers and subscribers does not mean money. And I want you guys to understand that in all truth and transparency. It does not equate to money, does not equate to business acumen in any capacity. Everyone's journey looks so different from the next person's. And it was through the podcasting space that I really was able to really discover this and really get myself, I guess, familiar with, I guess, the whole legalese of it all, and also just really learning how to be more business savvy. It really inspired and ignited something in me. So that young gentleman that was super amazing, and when he asked that question, that really was the catalyst of my new series that I'm going to be coming out with. And I have the guests lined up because I do have a booking link, which I also had to learn how to use Calendly and texting people and so that's really cool. Yeah, these systems are really great for integrating, you know, Zoom, all these different things. And it's a lot that I can go into for days and days and days. But the amount of people that I've connected to in, I'd say the past 3 months alone, are more people than I've met in a very long time. And I have a lot of friends naturally, you know, that I've known for a very long time. But the last time I really like made a couple of friends was definitely a couple years ago. And it wasn't a ginormous amount of people. It was only like 4 people that I became friends with in the past, like maybe like 4 or 5 years. And majority of them were in the same year too. I think only one was not in the same year. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is a lot different. Like, I have met so many people. I can't even, like, literally, it's insane. And I'm so grateful for these connections. So to tell the story about today, I woke up today and it was just an amazing regular Tuesday. And, you know, my word of the year, as you guys know, has been discipline. And I feel very, very amazing that I feel like I've been able to keep my word and to stay disciplined with the things that matter. I now feel like I'm living proof of waking up every day, and I'm excited to see how the day's going to go. Like, who am I going to connect to today? Who am I going to speak to today? Who do I have a meeting with? Like, truthfully, I have meetings every day till currently right now about April 7th. I'm not even exaggerating, and that's not a brag in any way, but it's just like, it's just a testimony to me, because I just there were times where I wish that things were like this, and I wish I had the connections and things like that that I do. And you just be so shocked how God moves and how things just happen so organically, you know, all the time. Like, when it's your time to go, baby, it's your time to go, like, you know, in the best way. So I got dressed. I did my makeup. I think I'm onto something, guys. I think I have a little secret, because I noticed that when I was in Vegas, my makeup was looking flawless. I've also noticed that I, as much as I am a very progressive person in terms of learning, I've also am really good at keeping a solid routine with the things that I love and I like. And I exclusively use Real Technique brushes. Does anyone know Real Technique? Those makeup brushes, they have the best brushes hands down. And I used to watch these ladies when they had a YouTube channel, the owners of these company, of this company. Their brushes are unmatched. And I said what I said. So I noticed, as I was trying to make sure that I'm having everything that's very travel friendly, mini, to go, disposable, like I'm obsessed with things like that for travel purposes, I discovered Real Techniques to go. Now, it's very difficult to find this. It is in my Amazon store under mini things / to go, but it's very difficult because I've even tried just searching the term a million times in Amazon and it doesn't come up. But for some reason, I ended up stumbling upon it and I saved it immediately to my store. And I also texted it to myself. Yes, I texted myself. Girl, stop. And I was like, okay. So I'm wondering why my makeup application was on so smoothly. So smooth when I was in Vegas. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to make sure that I use those same brushes today and see how my makeup comes out. Bada bing, bada boom, baby. It was the same thing. And now I have taught myself to use very minimal brushes when I do my makeup, because I wash my brushes every single time I use them. So if I wear makeup every single day, I come home and I wash my makeup brushes every single night. Also, I wear wigs, so I wash the glue, the spray glue. I don't use like the tacky adhesive one. I wash that out of my lace every single night, and I apply my hair fresh every single day. I don't play around, okay? Because, and honestly, that's why I'm like, I should have way better skin right now. I feel like out of nowhere, I broke out a little bit, but not really that noticeable. It doesn't matter. Anyways, I digress. So yeah, I just wanted to give that little sidebar. Those brushes, like whatever it is, like it's called the multitask face brush. I tried Googling it to find if I can find a bigger version. And I found one that I thought was the same texture from Real Techniques. I still didn't feel like it applied my makeup the exact way that I wanted it to. But I used those to-go brushes again. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is something else over here. And then I also want to add, while I'm on this just, I guess, talking about the products that I use, the makeup brush cleaner that I just got put onto. I actually just purchased it from Sephora, and I don't remember what it's called. I think it's called Cinema something. It's a blue liquid, and you don't even add water to it. You literally just swirl it around in like whatever tin they give you, because mine came with a little tin, and it literally removes the makeup out of your stuff. Now, I still do add water to mine at the end just to make sure I'm squeezing all of the product out, because I generally don't understand how it disintegrates into itself. Like, that's very fascinating, and I just still want to make sure that it's as clean as possible. That's just me. So I do go over it after the product's removed with just like a regular like soap and water, just to make sure all that product is out, which surprisingly, it actually does remove itself. And I don't know, I don't understand the technology, but just wanted to let you guys know that. Back to what I was saying. So I was doing my makeup and I got dressed and everything. I said, you know what? I'm getting ready to seize the day. One thing that Vegas really got me into the habit back of, is that even grammatically correct? Doesn't matter. One thing that Vegas has gotten me back into the pattern of was doing my makeup daily. Ladies, angels, it is so easy to wake up, especially when you work from home. It is so easy to just not do your makeup, right? To just sit in bed, womp, womp, to not get dressed, all these different things, which is why I started leading into the story here, which is why I would start to go and frequent different places just to switch it up a bit when it comes to not only working out of my room, right? Because it's so easy for me to be in my room all day long and not even move and just stay in my little corner and then and shower and go to bed. But me doing my makeup, it makes you want to be seen, right? Which if you want to be seen, it makes you want to go places. And I'm not even saying be seen, like everyone look at me, please. I just mean in the sense of, I don't mind going out today because I know I look great. Okay, so I don't mind if anyone's looking at me because I know what it looks like and it looks great. You understand what I'm saying? So I taking pride in your appearance, it matters, and getting fully dressed. And that's another thing. Like as a creator, we're dressed. If you're a YouTuber, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, we're dressed from the waist up. So I will say when I was filming my YouTube video, I was dressed head to toe. I will tell you guys that. That's the truth. But normally, I'm not going to lie, and I'm sure many other YouTubers can agree with me, we are dressed from the waist up. So it'll be like, cocktail party on top, and then waist down will be pajama party. Okay? That's just the truth because we're sitting down. And that's another thing. Like, I was sitting down. Like, my posture really was getting compromised. I had to stand up when I was typing some stuff because I'm like, oh man, like I'm just like sitting sulking. And I also have a theory that your butt is going to get flat if you keep sitting down. And I don't want that to happen to me. Like I don't want my butt to start flatting out and like flatulating essentially wait, hold on a second. I'm not going to remove this. My podcasts are not edited. I just said flatulating. Okay. I am so sorry. I did not mean to say that. I meant atrophying. Okay. I'm embarrassed. I can't. Oh my God. I'm embarrassed. Anyways. So yeah, I just don't want it to start atrophying and turning into nothing. So anyways, the main point of that is to just the more pride you take in your appearance leads you to opportunities like this when they say you dress for success. So I got up after I was done dressed, looking great, dressed head to toe from the nines, okay, to the nines. I'm still in my clothing right now, makeup done, hair done, looking genuinely amazing. And I head out the day to seize the day. Now, I run a couple errands that I had to run, and then something was really urging me. Now, normally, I frequent this other place. I frequent two places. One is a Starbucks, and one is another place. I'm not going to name it because it'll probably be a little bit too obvious. Sorry. But yeah. So something said, don't go to Starbucks today. Go to the other place. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go to the other place and I get out my car and I'm noticing it does seem a little bit more busier. Now, mind you, I live in the area, so I've never seen it this like busy ever. I guess maybe it was a conference or something that they were holding there. I don't know. Anyways, I go in and I'm sitting down and people just start talking to me. Like the first guy that was speaking to me, he was like, hey, are you going to be here long? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, okay, can you watch my phone for me while I go to the bathroom? I'm like, yeah. And I'm noticing a lot of people are like gathering in this like communal like area. And I was so confused because I'm like, what is going on today that there are this many people? Like it almost looked like a networking event, like honestly. And I had no idea. So as this guy comes back to get his cell phone, there are two ladies behind him that say, we love that shirt. I said, me? And they were talking about the guy in front of me. They loved his shirt. I go, these ladies said they like your shirt. Mind you, I don't know who this man is or anything. And he starts talking to them. Then he goes to one of the ladies, well, what do you do? And she goes, since you're asking what I do, it started a whole conversation with all of us. So then I asked the most obvious question. And I said, hey, I'm sorry, I live in the area and I come here to work sometimes. I've never seen it this busy. What's going on? They say, oh, well, there's actually an event for Shark Tank today. I said, wait, what? Mind you, I'm going to be honest. I don't watch Shark Tank. Do I know of Shark Tank? Absolutely. I don't watch it. Don't know who's who of anything. And literally, long story short, these ladies. I took a couple photos with them. It was so fun. They were so amazing. And they started introducing me to people left, right, front, and center. The amount of connections that I made tonight, I'm not even exaggerating. I had to hop on here and share this. Like, as it was happening, like in real time, like it was just insane. The amount of podcast guests that I have coming onto the podcast just from this accidental event that I ended up showing up to fully dressed for and everything with zero clue who anyone even was and how generous people were. So I met one guy who's going to be on the podcast. You guys are going to meet him. And he recommended for me to read this book called The Go-Giver. And I'm absolutely going to read it. And he's like, give me a call when you're done reading that book. I met another guy who does TED Talks, things like that. Like, just like, and then of course I've met the Shark Tank people who I had no idea who they were prior to meeting them. But thankfully, you know, me meeting the people I did, I mean, they were introducing them to me. Now here's what's crazy. One of the ladies that I met, we have the same birthday. She asked me if I knew another person mutual to us, which is like one of my friends, Hala. Hala, me and this lady all have the same birthday. And I don't even think Hala knows that. So that's crazy. Second to that, my name is Aisha Christina. One of the ladies' name was Christina. The other one was Christine. What is going on? I was like, wait, what is happening over here? And they were just like so just generous with just introducing me to all these people. And I just felt so amazing. Like I was living in a dream world today. Like I could not stop smiling ear to ear with just how amazing God is that I just stepped into an event like this. It was literally giving Podcast Movement Evolutions, but in my hometown. And I did not even like when I can't even explain it. I'm literally stuttering over my words, but it was just such a blessing to see something like this. And I wanted to hop on here and even just like let you guys know how my day went, because this is real. This is a real thing that I experienced where it's like, wow, dreams do come true. And when things are meant for you, I want you to know that they will happen in the most organic ways for you. Even when it comes to me speaking at Podcast Movement, that's not something that I even knew to even want to be a part of. That opportunity fell in my lap. Me being in this part of this networking event today is something that I didn't even know to want to be a part of. It literally just fell in my lap. And it just goes to show when things are meant to be for you, God is going to align you in the way that it needs to happen. And that is a message for someone listening to this, that you don't even have to worry about the how. Don't worry about the how. Just know that it's going to be done. If it's a part of your purpose and it's a part of God's plan for you, it's going to make its way into your life. Every single thing that you feel in your spirit that is a part of your purpose is going to start to reveal itself. That's the truth. I feel like I am living proof of that, like as it's happening to me. I'm here to share that and be a witness that and share my testimony as I'm experiencing things like that. And you know, it just reminds me too, like my friend Kim, you guys know I love my friend Kim, my girl Kim from church. She was telling me, she's like, Aisha, you should make a jar that has where you're writing down all of the good things that's happening to you. Now, I don't remember what she told me to call it or what it's called, but I was like, Kimmy, this is such a good idea, because I will write down little notes here and there in my journal. Not my journal, my planner. But what I'm going to actually start to do is I'm going to have that jar where I'm writing down all of these great and amazing things that are happening for me and to me, so that when I look back at the end of the year, guys, it's just a literal compilation of all of the amazing things that have happened to you all year long. It's so easy to forget these good moments, right? But to have a jar full of them is something different. I mean, wow. I said, Kimmy, wow, that's such a good idea. I had no idea to even think to do something like this. And I just really hope that this inspires someone that, like, no matter what things look like, keep going. Because as, you know, they say in the Bible, as they went, they were healed. As you keep going, the resources will find you. You just cannot give up. And I know, please take it from me, because I'm not even where I want to be all the way yet. But just me stopping and smelling the flowers, I guess you can call it, is just me being so present and grateful in the fact that, wow, God, I see you moving. I see you working. I see what you're doing. And it's happening in the most, it feels so surreal to have these opportunities and to speak to the people that I've been speaking to and everything. And just, it feels amazing. It feels amazing. That's just the best way that I could put it. And this just brings me right back to the point of that amazing podcast episode that you guys really, really liked, where I was talking about you being right where you're supposed to be. It is so true. Even if things are not necessarily the way that you want them to be right now, you're still right where you're supposed to be. There's a certain level, there's certain work that needs to be done, character building, self-esteem building in ourselves that needs to be met. Those needs need to be met. Those voids need to be more filled before we go to the next level. It's so true. Everything that I'm doing now, I wasn't doing last year, but everything I went through last year prepared me for everything I'm doing this year, even though it is still so early on in the year. And it didn't just start mainly in January. It was brewing the entire time in the latter end of last year, which I experienced a lot of, like I say, emotional excavation. I mean, to the third degree. But it's preparing you, it's seasoning you, it's marinating you for exactly where you're supposed to be. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. The only way that you fail is when you give up. And like I have to quote Will Smith, even though he smacked Chris Rock, where he said, you have to fail forward. Fail forward. That's what matters. And I want to encourage you guys right now, if you're listening to this, that it's not over yet. I don't care what opportunity you may have thought that you missed. You know how many times I feel like I had these false starts? You know how many times I wondered, what if? Why didn't that work out? Why did I get this opportunity if it was just going to slip through my fingers? Oh man, what was the point? Why do I feel like I keep touching, like, you know, greatness, and it's just not really working out? And in the end, where I am currently right here, right now, I'm glad that it didn't. And that can only be seen through hindsight, right? You don't know what you don't know. You don't know that something else, something better. And that's why I strongly believe in that term, if not this, something better. The right people are going to find you. The right materials are going to find you. The right resources are going to come. When you continue to be a person of value, you are going to meet the right people, circumstances, situations. It's going to find you. And people at the top are actually pretty generous. Don't ever let people convince you that they're not. They're very giving with their resources. They're very giving with their time. They are super generous people in helping to spread the wealth and to share the knowledge that they have. That's what I am currently witnessing. Okay? So it's important to keep that in mind, that people that like to gatekeep, they like to hoard opportunities, they're only stopping their own growth, because it's about energy, right? Just like money, money is currency. And one of my girls, Cece, who's also going to be on the podcast, I can't wait for you guys to meet her. Oh my goodness. She was saying at one of the panels that we were on, she was like, money is currency. And if you have this mentality where you're giving, 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 and you're getting absolutely nothing back, meaning you don't even feel like you're worthy of charging putting a price tag on the services that you're providing, that energy is a lack energy, and that's going to translate into you genuinely not getting any opportunities. If you have this mentality of woe is me while you're on your journey to success, you're not going to get far with that mentality. Now, I'm not saying there won't be times where you won't get a little down or discouraged, but you can't stay there. You have to get up. Like a lot of people say, girl, get up. Sarah Jake said, girl, get up. You got to get up, and you got to keep going, and you got to keep it moving. And I promise you, it's going to pay off in the end. You know, one of the things that I love that one of the guys that I dated, he said, there's no such thing as working hard in your 20s and not making it in your 30s. Oh God, I love the fact that he said that, because I really do believe that. And all my life, I feel like I would encounter people that would say they see all these things in me. But I felt like I agreed with them because I do. And I did. But I still feel like I was the only one that wasn't able to see me in the way that they saw me. And I honestly can say that now I do. I do in confidence. When people ask me what it is that I do, I don't deduce it in any capacity. I hold my head up high. Hi, my name is Aisha Christina. I'm a YouTuber, podcast host, influencer. That's my job. That's what I do. Because it's so easy to always downgrade, downplay all the things that you do, right? It's like, oh, I don't really, because you're not that confident. And these people are like, wait a second. If you're not going to be confident in your approach or your pitch about what it is that you do, that you love, then why is this worthy of having a, why are you worthy of having a conversation? If you don't even feel like you're worthy of saying what it is that you do or even what it is that you want. And what I love about these people from Shark Tank is they were talking to so many people about how like they should improve on their business and things that they should implement. And I just loved the energy there. It was truly just such an amazing and a blessing time. So I wanted to take this time on the podcast today just to actually give you guys an audio vlog. Is that a thing? An audio vlog, an audio play-by-play of how my day went, where again, like, takeaway tips. You get dressed up, okay? You dress for success. You put on your makeup. You do your hair, okay? You are not lazy with your routine. I don't care how tired I am. I will always shower before I go to bed. I'm always making up my bed in the morning. I'm always washing my makeup brushes because why? I can wash all my makeup brushes when I only use at maximum only 4 brushes, if even that. How, you know, which is how I taught myself, because I said to myself, I can't use, no one on earth is going to want to wash 15 makeup brushes a day. It's not a thing. And so of course that's going to be very discouraging. Whenever I come home, I have routine. I put my bag down in the same place. I put my keys in the same place. I make sure I'm charging all my devices when I come home so that when I'm sleeping, my devices are charged. Now, I'm not trying to sit here and judge anybody, but what I can honestly say confuses the living daylights out of me is people that go to sleep without charging their phone. I will never understand that type of mentality. Why are we going to sleep and we're not charging our phones? Like, what is wrong with you? Why would you do that? Now you're waking up. How are you going to leave the house? How are some of you guys going to go to work when your phone's dead? You know what I mean? What, you're going to use the mobile charger thing on your way out? I don't know. Like, I can honestly say that actually has never happened to me. I've never not had a charged phone when I woke up in the morning. That's just something to think about. So remember this, like, you're right where you are supposed to be. Okay. The right people, the right resources are going to find you. You have to remember to still be a person of value. You can't give up. You have to stay, you know, prayed up, especially because it's so easy to get discouraged. You guys saw, like, you know, I think it was 2 weeks ago too. I was just feeling like, ugh, like, oh man, like, not really the best. And I just felt like I was on this emotional roller coaster and I had to check myself. Like, even after I got done speaking to you guys, the past couple podcast episodes have been really helpful for me because it's been like a ranty type of conversation. And it's kind of like I'm just talking to my best friend right now. You. And not for nothing, I was super hyped to get on here and talk on my new mic setup. I don't know. If you guys notice a difference, please DM me. And that leads me to my last point. I want to say thank you to all the people that actually did DM me from my last podcast episode telling me that they listened to this episode and gave me their opinions and things like that. I absolutely appreciate it so much. I see it. I see you. I appreciate you so much. And with that being said, angels, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I will speak to you, beautiful angels, in my next podcast episode. Mwah.